I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome to the after show for 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. It is that time. We are ready to catch up with some of our favorite couples. I'm excited about this season. I was, you know, the first episode is always a little, you know, this is what happened last season type thing. We do know a lot about the couples already, especially Linda. She always has the tea, so she knows who is where, what. But we're going to try not to spoil it for y'all as much as we can. But it's going to be a little hard because, you know, social media. But first, I just kind of want to talk to you ladies. Well, first introduce you. Stacey Olives, yes. Linda and Twee.
Hi, guys.
And Ashley Bowden.
Hey, 90 Day fam.
No, it's Bowers, you know, just me. And I just kind of want to talk about everything that's going on in the world right now. We can't miss it. We can't pretend that it's not here and talk over it and just talk about the show. There's a lot going on, especially with the Black Lives Matter community. And I don't know. It's just like, I feel like right now is a tough time for everyone, mm-hmm. especially us. But at the same time, with everything that's going on, I feel like I have a voice. Like, I really have a voice and can speak out about this stuff without feeling like crazy. I feel like people are starting to understand. I feel like a lot has to change, but I just would love to know how you guys feel right now, because it's overwhelming.
Yeah, I think there's that self-realization that we're all going through, Alex, like you were saying, of how much power we have and our voice really does matter, and us getting out and speaking out against injustice actually can move mountains, and even more so us getting out voting and, you know, just taking the steps and the necessary actions for lasting change. I think that we're all kind of realizing that and realizing the importance of it and really putting our money where our mouths are. So. Mm-hmm.
I personally took a small break from all things social media, everything, because it was a lot, and it was weighing a lot heavy on my spirit, and I just wanted to be able to digest all the images and words that I was taking in during this time, and I wanted to find out how I could be a positive part of the movement. So it's been a lot, but I'm hoping, and I've been saying this like for the last week or so, I'm hoping that this is actually a tipping point. And I don't think that in any of our lifetimes, like as young people, we've seen this type of movement that, you know, is being equated to the Malcolm and Martin days. So I'm hoping that this is a change for not only America, but for the whole world.
Yeah, I think it's amazing time just in general, because like the newer generations, like we haven't really gone through as much as the older generations went through, but seeing how powerful our voices are, you know what I mean? And coming together and making this change just through social media we have now, where we can speak our minds, to just seeing, yeah, the voices people have. And I don't know, like I'm a teacher too, so special ed teacher. So just seeing that and being able to see like people receive the same opportunities and receive the same like equality, equal rights, and just to speak their mind and talk about like, this is what I've gone through. And for people to actually like hear that, because I feel like a lot of people haven't heard that from diverse cultures and stuff. So yeah, I just think it's amazing time just to see like the change. And I really, you know, I'm all about the kids, new generation, like coming up and stuff like that. And I love that like diversity, like we were more so, I mean, I was raised here in LA, so it's so diverse. So I haven't seen it as much as like other states, you know, that I've heard about and stuff and things that I've seen. And I'm learning a lot in this process. So it's just a great, like just seeing everyone come together and everyone's voice to be heard is like amazing.
Yeah, and I think it's important now that we have everyone's attention right now to just remind everyone to vote, not just in November, okay? Every vote matters, every election, small or the big one, which I know like most people will go out and vote, but just know that like your vote does matter. Don't just say, oh, well, I'm just gonna vote, or don't let someone say, oh, well, the machines are down, you can't vote, and go home. Like, don't mm-hmm. let that happen. Actually travel to as many locations as you need to, but don't let anyone take your right to vote away from you. Like, it's necessary, and people think just November matters, and that's not the case. Every election matters, small or big. So yeah, and I would also encourage everyone to do their own research. Don't just look on social media and get all your news from the Shade Room or anything like that. Like, actually go and do research and have your own feelings. Don't let anyone, I don't know, like, don't let anyone just create, I mean, make you fall into whatever they believe. Obviously, you know right from right and wrong from wrong. You should. But I do think that everyone should form their own opinion and be on the side of right, please. And that's about it. It's a lot. And I just pray that we see brighter days, because 2020 has been heavy. Yes, it's been a
absolutely.
Lot.
Absolutely.
And just Day Fiancé is bringing like a change too. You know, people are learning about other cultures and how, mm-hmm. you know, diversity, interracial marriages are happening, which is amazing. So I just think that like, even just our show too, we could be able to like, people can voice their opinions and have their voice in this. So yeah.
For sure. And we have plenty of opinions on this show, these couples. And y'all, I'm ready to dive in, okay? We have our first couple. Well, not really a couple. Colt and Jess. Should we throw Debbie in there and make it a throuple? Should we go ahead and do that right now?
I've never heard of that. Throuple.
Because, I mean, I feel like that's really what it is. You know, we started out with Colt working out. Debbie's over here, like, living her best life. The wrist is gone. She don't have to argue every day. You know, the queen isn't there. And I just want to know when you first saw Debbie again, because I'm not even going to lie, I missed seeing Debbie's face just a little bit. I'm like, all right, all right. But I just really wish that Larissa was in there wreaking havoc. Really. What did y'all think? Do y'all miss Debbie a little?
I mean, I think I missed everybody. Like, I missed mm-hmm. all the cast. And I definitely think that this season is going to be really messy with Colt and Debbie. And I think that Jess is going to, she's going to bring in the fire too, if you look at some of the previews. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what kind of fire she brings in too, Linda. But she comes off so sweet and docile. But I think that red hair actually might be a foreshadowing of what's to come, because that girl probably has some heat that she's gonna bring. But she does seem a lot nicer to Colt than I would say Larissa was. But we'll see.
Listen, when she was on that date with Colt and she was like, "Americans take too long. It's like 5 dates before a kiss, 11 dates before sex. Brazilians, we kiss and have sex on the first date." I was like, oh, she's coming with an agenda.
Well, she's ready. She's
was
ready.
Eating ready. It up. Well, and living his best life.
Listen, this girl has 6 months left on her J-1 visa, which means that if it doesn't get renewed, she has to go back. So she's trying to lock Colt down right now. That's why she was so mad when he was like, yeah, you know, we got to keep this low key. And my mom thinks I'm visiting friends. And she's like, friends. Yeah. At 1 minute, you know, Colt had his hand all the way up her thigh. The next minute she's like, oh no, if we're just friends, like, you can keep your hands to yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead, Stacey. I'm sorry.
No, I just don't think Debbie's going anywhere. I think she's going to have her say in this relationship. I think she's calling the shots, just like in the last one. And I don't know, how does Colt pull all these girls? Like, I don't, even Larissa mentioning that she misses the sex machine cult. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm confused by it all as well. Like, really,
he's got
confused.
The sauce.
Apparently.
The sizzle, the sauce of it.
What did you guys think of her? Because you know how he said that they met one time in person, yeah, in Vegas, and then this is the second time meeting in Chicago. But how she was like, I love him, I love Colt. Like, she said it like numerous times in this episode. And I was like, wait, you guys have hung out like 2 times. How are you in love already?
Well, I'm going to go back to what you just said, Linda, about the visa. She has 6 months.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
She's like, I better fall in love right now.
Wow.
You guys, Chuck Williams in the live chat said Colt is going to get her pregnant.
I mean, go ahead, Colt.
I think they're headed down that road.
And then, you know, when they were doing like the montage, I was like, is it necessary for us to see Colt coming out of the shower? Because that's not something I was personally looking forward to. What's happening here? What's happening?
I feel like we're going to see a lot of that this season, because even in the next episode, it's like a preview of Colt stripping down to a Speedo.
Yeah, so, I'm like, wait, when did Colt become the I don't know.
His confidence, you guys, maybe that's what it is. That's what people are attracted to, his confidence. Like, he's sure of himself. He's like, I don't care. I'm who I am, and I can get any girl I want. Oh.
Something. Confidence will take you a long way.
Truly.
For real.
Truly. Okay, so moving on to Larissa, we're going to stay within this throttle, but we're going to move on to Larissa. You know, she's going through her own changes. We saw her doing, was it community service at the beginning, getting her hours in. She's trying to be on the straight and narrow because she knows she cannot get in trouble again, or else she's up out of here. I just want to know, do you ladies think that she'll be able to stay out of trouble, or do you see her having to go back to Brazil?
I hope she stays out of trouble, but just with her history, I don't think so. Unless she really does some deep soul searching and figure out why she pops off so hard. Like, she just can't control herself. Say that again.
I said, because it only takes one slip up.
Yeah, it's true.
She cannot, she does not have a lot of self-control when it comes to that. So, to her temper and her, you know, her anger. So, I hope she can pull it together, but if she's triggered, that's it.
I love her. I think she's awesome. I think she makes a show.
Yeah.
I do think she'll call the cops. Like, we'll see some cops being called throughout the season on her new man. I thought it was interesting how she was saying that Eric isn't sexually attracted to her. Did you guys think that was kind of weird? I thought it was kind of odd. Like,
I mean, how can I say
it? Just say it. Just say it.
I'm not surprised. I think that if you guys have followed our show, and I know many of you have, I've reported on this. I think that perhaps Larissa is not playing on the same team as him. And therefore, that's why there's not a lot of sex happening.
So you think that she is bisexual or a lesbian?
That was a rumor last year.
Okay, I'll just say it. There has been a rumor floating around, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I think that Eric is probably not heterosexual. And that's probably why, you know, him and Larissa are not having a lot of sex. Because if you guys remember, when he came on the picture, a lot of the talk was about him just trying to get up on the 90 Day Fame. And that's why they were, quote unquote, a couple. So I don't know if it's true. And I can't speak on it, but I'm not surprised. I'm saying that. I'm not surprised.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's some tea.
I wonder if I wonder if we'll find out more this season with that, or it could just be he's not attracted to her in that way. And you know, he may have just done her a favor.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm interested in
either way.
Selwam said Eric is scared to come out of the closet.
There you go. Go ahead, Selwonk. Mm-hmm. I wanted to... I don't know. I love Larissa. I think that she is so entertaining. I thought it was interesting when she talked about all the work that she's gotten done. Her nose, her lips, her cheeks, her chin, her butt, Botox, and now with the boob job. And I was like, but if you can't work, and Colt is no longer supporting you because he canceled the affidavit for your green card. How is that happening? Like, because isn't all that stuff expensive to do?
Yeah. Listen, I mean, unless you get the payment plans.
I mean, that's one thing. So that make nowadays, payments, you know? Nowadays, you can, people pay for like literally nothing. Like, people pay for pictures of feet. I guarantee you, she's given out her Cash App a couple of times, her Venmo. And these people, there's people out there that just will shell out the money. They don't care. And I think that's what it is. I don't necessarily know that she's doing anything crazy for the money. I know that she isn't. But I do think that there are plenty of people willing to give money away for the free scheme.
That's true. And she's in Vegas, too. Like, that's party she's town, you know? Like, that's, you can learn a lot of stuff from a lot of people out there. I mean. It's a lot of people. So,
and then what did you guys think about her talking to her dad and asking for the $5,000 for her green card? Because you know, that's the most important part. Like I know that we've had conversations about like the K-1 visa and that whole process, but the green card process is a long process, and you got to go through a lot of different hoops. Like, you're getting fingerprinted, you got to do a live scan, you got to go to an interview, all of that stuff. So with her 3 domestic abuse charges that she's trying to get reduced down to disorderly conduct, do you guys think she's actually going to get the green card?
I think she could.
I think it'll definitely be delayed because of everything that's been going on, but I think it'll happen. I mean, maybe eventually it'll happen.
I don't think so. Because I feel like if these charges go through, and because they've already went through, right? Like, are they pending? Because isn't she trying to get one of them to a lower type?
Yeah. Yeah. So she's been charged. One of them got reduced, and she's trying to reduce the other ones to from domestic abuse to disorderly conduct.
I don't think so, especially the way our like political climate is and everything. Like, I think it's going to get harder.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that because I, pardon?
No, finish what you were saying and I'll talk about it.
Oh, I was just going to say that I think that just with all the things that are going on in the world, they're like making asylum harder and all of that stuff that I don't know. I don't know if the process is going to be as smooth, but I think she does have being on a reality show to her advantage for this.
Mm. Back to what you were saying about her asking her dad for the money, I feel like whoever she's getting to pay for everything else she's gotten done, all the work she's gotten done, the first thing you want to make sure is that she can continue to get the work done. In order to do that, you have to be here. This is where you want to be. So make sure that this is secure first, where you're staying is secure first, and you can afford this before you go and get this, that, and the third done. That's the only thing. I don't care what you do to your body or anything else, but you're trying to make sure that you can stay, right? So put that first. And I think that that was just like, oh, so you got everything done, and then now you're going to daddy about it. Like, come on.
Oh, can I say one other thing? Her friends Heather and Hannah were cracking me up when that one girl said she's been engaged 13 times. I was like, wait, what? 13.
Right.
You need to write a book, because I clearly do not know what the game is about, that you can get engaged 13 times.
But they got called off 13 times too, Linda. So maybe she doesn't need to write a book.
I'm just saying, like 13? You got 13 yeah. times, man.
Crazy. Okay, moving on to Michael Angela. And we had a little sprinkle of Skyla in there. Angela, I just kind of want to jump right into Angela, because she wasted no time. We got the entertaining Angela we love. We've missed mm-hmm. this. You know, she can't stop. And I think that we need that, especially with these couples. They're kind of like chill, but she's that extra spice that we need. What were your thoughts on the funny ringtone situation?
Oh, I thought that was I thought it was so interesting, because first of all, why does Michael have two phones? Like, is he running a business out there or something? Two phones?
She's okay with this, so it can't be crazy.
I mean, but they already have trust issues. You know how she, Angela, is. But I thought that was kind of wild. But I also think that Angela, I see how they get along so well, and how their relationship will work. I feel like it's gonna work, because like Ange takes care of so many people, and I feel like she has fun with Michael. Like, she needs that outlet, and she needs that person to bring out like the youth in her and everything. And also, he needs someone that's more, you know, lay down the law with him. Mm-hmm. So I think they really are compatible in that sense. Yeah, but the ringtone thing, I think that was wild. Like, you cannot get a ringtone. He just silenced a call. Like, what? I just want to know why he has two phones, though.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm covering my face only because I should never look at the live chat when we're on air, because they are hysterical.
Yeah, like, the live chat is hilarious.
What are they saying?
S4A said the book should be called How to Hook a Man in Less Than 10 Dates. Anyways, okay, so I am super excited that Angela is back. When her segment came on and there was like the striptease dancing going around, I had no idea it was Angela. Like, you know how they weren't showing the face? I was like, oh my God, who's doing that? And then when it was Angela, I almost fell out. And then Skyla too, I was like, oh, she's about to put all the moves on Michael. And good for her. She's like 53, channeling her inner Beyonce. And I was here for it. I loved it. I was like, you know what? Welcome back, Angela. We missed you. And then the other thing that I thought was really interesting, and like Stacey said, this whole ringtone thing, like, Michael doesn't work. If you guys remember, Angela's been supporting him. So like, what two phones do you need, and why do you need them? And are ringtones a thing? I thought that was like so 90s.
Like a flip phone?
Yeah, like when you paid for ringtones. Like, I gotta tell you, like, my phone, I hate when it rings. It's always on silent. Like, so what are we doing right now? But I was just happy that they were back, and it was a little heartbreaking to see how much Angela takes on. Like, she's got 6 grandkids and her mom in a medical bed, and just knowing like what's already happened with her mom and how much she has dealt with. I just, you know, what this showed me is that, you know, Angela's Angela, and she's a little crazy, and she's a little out there, and she's a little like crass and foul mouth. But when you compare her to Lisa, it's like, if you're going to be this personality type, at least be the way Angela is, where you're not nasty about it. Like, you know that Angela doesn't have a nasty bone in her body. She's just like feisty. Do you know what I'm saying? And that was refreshing to me.
Yeah, so Selwonk said, I just want to bring up the extra phone really quick, because Selwonk said that he read that it was for emergencies with his mom.
Oh, is his mom not doing well?
I'm not sure that I don't know, but you know, Sel Wonk has the T on the low.
Oh. So. Listen,
but that's what
we love.
I
Sel Wonk.
I want to know what ladies thought about her getting her period. Was she lying about
that? That was kind of scary.
Or was this really? I'm like,
no.
She said 2 years later.
That could be a health issue.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, it is. It's a fibroids thing.
Yeah.
It's a fibroids issue. So. I'm not shocked that she was experiencing some bleeding because I know initially they thought it was like a cyst on his on her ovaries, but I guess that's not really a thing because her ovaries are not visible. So they believe it's like a fibroid issue. So that can definitely cause bleeding. So and it, apparently she's had it for some time, but it doesn't look like, I mean, she doesn't have an egg left anymore. So I guess she's not able to have a kid.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
I'm probably jumping ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, wait. Okay.
You got what? Linda with the T scratching her head.
Yeah, because period in 2 years.
And that's so okay, yeah. And I just want to clarify from my own thing. So she didn't have her period for 2 years. So she has or has not gone through menopause and now 2 years later, you're saying it's not a period. It might be a fibroid?
Yeah. So she hasn't had her period for 2 years. And she all of a sudden started having like bleeding. And she assumed that it was her period. So she went to the doctors and found out it was like a fibroid issue. But I'm jumping ahead. So sorry, guys.
No, I mean, that's good tea. I'm just like, I didn't hear that. And I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's just fibroids because that's going to be scary.
Thank you for the tea, Ashley.
Yeah.
No problem.
You got us together. Okay. Moving on to Elizabeth and Andre. Let's say how she says it. You know, I feel like not much has changed with this couple. If any couple on this season I'm least excited for, it's this one. That's just me being honest. We're in the same place that we have been since we met them, except they do have a beautiful addition to their family. But other than that, it's like the same thing over and over again. And now this man is asking for her dad to pay for this wedding that he didn't even know was happening. He's like, well, if the other daughters are getting the wedding, they got their wedding paid for, then you're getting yours paid for too. Like, it's just completely out of line. I understand he wanted to be fair, but you're planning a whole wedding in your whole home country, and you spring it on them like this, and yeah, your dad is going to be paying for it. Excuse me? Excuse me. What were your thoughts?
I just feel like as a man, how you feel okay with that? Like, wouldn't you feel like you want to, that's something that you would want to take care of yourself? Why would you want your wife's dad to take? I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of like self-emasculating, if that's a thing, you know? Like,
it's traditional, but just him asking at this point, it's like,
okay, but here's the thing. When we met him, he was super alpha male. I am man, hear me roar. And he was like, I will provide for my family. I am the man of the house. I'm going to get a job. And all of a sudden now, 3 years later, they're married and she's the breadwinner and he's a stay-at-home dad. And so you can be a stay-at-home dad and be contributing to the family that way, but you can't then just expect any financial responsibilities that are out there just be handed to you just like that. Like, you can't just say, oh yeah, I'm doing this wedding, I'm doing it in a month, it's going to be a big fancy wedding, your dad's paying for it, without even having a conversation with your wife. Like, that sounds crazy to me. I'm sorry, like, it's very entitled. Like, why are you entitled to that, and why should her dad pay for it? And then you come back and say, oh well, your sister, he paid for your sister's wedding, big beautiful wedding, so you should have the same thing. Well, you had a wedding and you're saying you paid for the wedding from your savings. That's the first I'm hearing of that, because from what I remember from your season, Daddy Chuck slipped in some dollars there for that wedding. So I don't know.
I feel like he's the biggest, like if anyone is questioning, like, is someone a scammer on, I think he's the scammer. He just hides it. You know what I mean? Like, cause in the beginning he went into it, like, I'm the masculine man. I'm the, you know, can, I'm going to do this. He's all talk. But then when it comes down to it, he expects every, he's entitled and he wants everyone to pay. So he's spoiled. And I thought it was interesting also, like, I don't think the dad, I think he saw that Elizabeth's family might have money. So I think that's also like may have been a reason why he like went through with all of this. And I think the dad, the reason why the dad paid for the other daughter's weddings was because he liked the husbands. Probably like he wanted it to happen, but this one, this guy is entitled. Like he is trying to like milk her dry and then keeps telling her like, okay, go ask your dad for more money.
Yeah.
Like he won't do it. So.
Yeah. Gammer. He's not right.
Gammer.
He's not right.
Gammer.
It's just like the same constant. It's just a cycle with him. And no, actually, it's not even a cycle. This man keeps going. He doesn't know when to stop. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm really tired of Andre. He can go. All right, moving on to our last couple, Kalani and Esuelu. Now, am I crazy for wanting to compare them to Jihoon and
Devin?
Devin.
Am I crazy? They make me kind of, they make me, yeah, Devin. They make me happy, like Jihoon and Devin, just seeing them talk and like, I don't know, I'm happy with this couple, minus the fact that, you know, he is dropping the ball when it comes to taking care of his kids. What are your thoughts? Do you guys look at them like you look at Devin and Jihoon? Hello.
I like this couple just because Esuelu is like just like a big teddy bear to me, and you know it's he's 24, guys. That's why he's not it's true, he hasn't matured enough, and even though he has two kids, he's gonna have to step up. And I thought it was very telling when Kalani went to pick him up at work. And first of all, that whole yogurt sample thing was hilarious to me. And he forgot.
The yogurt was looking good though.
Right? And then when they drove back home and he got out of the car, and did you see that he just walked all the way into the house, opened the door, walked in, closed the door. Meanwhile, she's struggling to get the kids out of the back of the car, and then has to walk up the stairs, and he didn't even leave the door open for her. And I was like, oh, so, and you know, he tried to explain like in his culture back home, how, you know, the mom does all the parenting and raising the kids. But I think that he has to remember that, you know, he's an American now, and he came for the love of his life, and he needs to help support her. And you know, she sat down to try to have a conversation like, hey, I miss you, I want to have date nights, and I need you to help me raise these kids because I am not having any time to myself. I thought that that was like a decent thing to say, and without making it a fight, like I'm communicating how I feel. And he was like, oh well, we're married, like no more dating. It's like, oh, okay.
That's where the maturity level comes in. And then he, I thought it was funny when he's like, I have to go to my volleyball after, like.
Yeah, man.
You're selfish.
Like, yeah, I think he's selfish. I think that's where the maturity, like he's not a man yet, like a full, you know, grown man.
Yeah, like even when I'm watching, I don't look at him as like, and I look at him like a boy, you know, he's a man, but he's a child, really, let's be real.
A man child.
And I think it makes it funny, like, nothing is funny about not taking care of your kid, 100%, like, but, like, I just think, yeah, and I really compare him to Jihoon, like, the whole time I'm looking, I'm just like, I really, really like him, he's funny, he's just, like, I don't know if he's all the way there, like, he says stupid stuff, I don't know, I still like this couple a lot, but, you know, her dad is not going to play with him. he's having to walk away, and now they live with the parents moved in. Like, this is no joke. It's either do this or get rocked.
Oh yeah, like the dad is not having it. Like he's like, I'm gonna have this conversation with you, but just know that I'm putting you on notice. Like, you need to change, or like he said, you're either going back or you're getting out of here. Like, this is not happening anymore.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's why the parents moved in, was to help her because she was struggling so much with the two kids?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Geek girl in the live chat actually just said that. She said, I was wondering why the parents felt the need to move in with them. I know it's their house in Utah, but maybe because they know she's doing all of the work.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And Bree said, go ahead.
No, go.
I know Bree just commented something. I lost the comment, but
she was saying that the dad was against them getting married from the start. And you know, the dad's from the same place as Azuelu, so he kind of knows where Azuelu is coming from. And I think that he's trying to mold him into being a man. But I also think that he knows that he's young and he's not stepping up to the plate. So,
and I think it's her also, like, she seems kind of sheltered, like growing up, you know what I mean? And then it was, here's Azuelu, he's fun, he's exciting, he's young, you know, probably like entertaining her while she's over there. So then she brings him back and then wants to get married, everything's pregnant and everything. And so that fun goes out the door, like when real life stuff
matters. Yeah, I mean, she and you guys got to remember, she lost her virginity to him. So that's like a big deal. And she, you know, he's her everything right now. So. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, now moving on to news and gossip. Yay. What you got for us, Linda?
Well, because we were doing all of this stuff, we're not doing news and gossip for this first episode, because we just wanted to focus on the episode and get caught up with everything. So I will have all the news and gossip, but maybe we can do a lot of shout outs because the live chat is popping.
Yes, shout out time.
Yeah, so you guys, we have Geek Girl, our guy Sil Wonk, Loving Life 333. We have Raydella Lewis, who's been with us all day too, as well as Sil Wonk. Grace M, Lita P. Let's see, who else do we have? We've got a lot of people in here. It's Oh, and thank you, Lisa Michelin, for the $5 super chat. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yes, and we have our guy Chuck Williams. We have Espere, who's with us every week. Thank you. Let's see, who else do we have? Jesus, so you guys are really popping on the live chat. We appreciate it.
Yay.
I think I got everybody. D Cool. Don't want to miss D Cool. Linda, do you see anybody else that I've missed?
I think you got everyone. I hope. SG.
Debbie Woods.
Well, anyone in the comments, go ahead and put y'all's predictions. And at the end, we'll read a couple of y'all's predictions after we guess what we think is going to happen next episode. Okay. Stacey, do you want to start with your prediction?
For
the season, for the episode, whatever you want.
I think Larissa is going to get in trouble again. I love her, though. I don't want it to happen, but I think it's going to be problems with Jess. Like, maybe they'll get in a fight or something. I don't know. I see something going down between them because I do think Larissa, in a weird way, kind of still has feelings for Colt. So I think things are going to go down when she finds out about Jess. So I see that.
You know what? I like the Jess and Colt dynamic. I think that they're going to work. And I maybe it's just a hope, but I like her for him. I think that they mesh well together. So my hope/prediction is that they work out and things move forward with them.
I think that Andre and Elizabeth are going to explode. I think that relationship is going to reach a point of no return. And I think that she's going to have to choose between her immediate family, which is Eleanor and Andre, versus her extended family, which is her dad and sisters and mom and all of that.
And my only prediction really is that Skyla will not go to Nigeria. I really don't see her getting on a plane and going there. I just feel like
not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. The way she was making it seem, and she kind of gave her, you know, a glimmer of hope when she was like, well, if you make sure to see a lawyer, I'll go. I think that our girl Angela might go see a lawyer. Don't think that I don't know. I think she might, but if she does, Skyla's not gonna keep her little promise. It's not gonna happen. Skyla's not getting on the plane, period. But yeah, that's my prediction. It's gonna happen in the live chat. Any predictions in the live chat going?
Yeah. Let's see. 11 Life 333 believes that. Actually, I'm gonna start with Raydella Lewis. She said Larissa is gonna try to start trouble between Jess and Colt. Let's see. Trying to see what other predictions. Lisa Michelin said they all need a storyline. it looks like Love and Life 333 said it looks like from the previews, like they will have the Boldova wedding. So she thinks that the wedding is actually going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So yeah, that's pretty much the predictions for now. Yeah.
Do y'all think we're going to keep this roller coaster going? Like, do y'all think, you know, we said this about before the 90 days, before they started dragging it on. Do you think this is going to be one of those seasons where there's drama every episode, or, you know, up and down? So.
If this first episode is foretelling for the season, then I think they're going to be dragging it, because this, nothing really happened, but I know that we're really just introduced. It was like an intro and a reminder episode. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next episode. It'll be easier to tell if they're going to move fast or if they're going to move slow.
I agree.
And Karini and Paul are coming back too.
Yay! When I saw that preview with him running after her, I was like, oh, I've missed that run.
Missed it.
Nostalgic.
Crazy old Paul. Paul's gonna be Paul at the end of the day. He's not changing for anyone. I love it. I really do. Thank you guys so much for watching. I really enjoyed talking about this show. Where can everyone find you, ladies?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie. You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Marie 0422.
Stacey?
You guys can find me all over Instagram at Stacey_Olivas and at 90 Day Fiance now.
And guys, you can find me all across social media at Linda Is So Girly. We are filming all things 90 Day Fiance. So we're still wrapping up with Before the 90 Days. Well, we have covered Happily Ever After. So make sure to check out that episode and check us out weekly. We are doing this one, and we are also doing The Other Way. So watch us tomorrow. We'll be back again, all thing 90 days. And then on Wednesday, we are also doing news and gossip. So if you want to check out all the latest and greatest in news and gossip, make sure to follow us there too.
For sure. And you can find me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. We appreciate you guys for watching. Make sure to keep tuning in. Does it end? Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.